I'd like to start right off with, you were here in August to tell me what was going on then. What have been some of the updates, Monique, since you were here in August for the party that's happening this weekend?
Well, Dot, San Gabriel Valley Pride Festival 2012, Road to Equality, is proud to host a wealth of entertainment this year. We're featuring live bands, popular local DJs, talented theater vocalists, and dance. There will be a dance stage as well. To open the festival, DJ intern Martin Gaffney will spin, who goes here at PCC, by the way, will spin a variety of music from current pop to classic 80s at 11:15. Bloomin' Squares is a high-energy gay and lesbian dance club in Pasadena, which is dedicated to the enhancement of square dancing and social events. And there will be a point where they will ask the public to join in, and they dance at noon. Father Tiger is a modern 80s synth-pop duo. Their video for their song Shell was groundbreaking for its use of Instagram, which will they perform at 12:45. Sandy Portaro is founder and owner of Athletic Garage Studios here in Pasadena. She's gathered selected dancers and instructors to perform styles in jazz, ballroom cha-cha, fusion, and hip-hop to exhibit the type of dance taught at the studio, and they will perform twice at 1:20 p.m. and 4 p.m. La Habra Depot Theater in La Habra has cast members from The Who's Tommy and Rent, and they will perform selected songs from those shows. Their current show is The Who's Tommy. I believe you interviewed Marcus Daniel.
I did, and I believe that they won some awards for Rent. They might win some for Tommy as well.
Yes, as a matter of fact, 4 Stage Scene LA Awards for that production, which we're very excited about hearing from. They'll be performing at 2 o'clock, and they are also currently performing, like I said, at the La Habra Depot Theater until October 20th. Then DJ Tira Green is her name. And she's an award-winning DJ, and she will spin at the festival at 3 o'clock. And Arrow Verse is a pop singer and songwriter, merging 80s pop rock with modern acoustic blends. Her song Marry Me was inspired by President Obama's public announcement in support of marriage equality and inspired her latest project calling for social change, the Marry Me Movement, and she will perform at 4:15. Both Tira Green and Arrowverse will also be featured panelists for the LGBT Perspective panel at the voter registration booth in the Authors Lounge that we are also having. And finally, Walla will perform their brand of rock and pop, and we're very excited about their performance, and they will be at 5 p.m. to the close of the show.
So this is going to be a great time. Lots of music, lots of dance, a lot of good times. I want to see those square dancers.
Oh, yes. Very excited.
And what's interesting is we think about that's just one portion of what all is going to be going on.
Oh, there's so much going on. Yes.
Like what, for example?
Well, one of the things that will be talked about today is our Big Draw LA. This is our inaugural participation in the car show that we have each year. The Authors Lounge is new with a variety of authors that will be there, as well as the LGBT voter registration.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Although what I think is really impressive is that a couple of years ago, you had almost no entertainment. If I'm not mistaken, last year was your first year to get entertainment here.
It was, yes.
That's fantastic. So, I didn't mean to put you on the spot with that comment. What else is going on? Chris, I understand that you got the Big Draw LA involved.
Yes.
With Pride Festival. Would you tell me that story?
Yes. Actually, I've been doing events for a number of years, and I worked with the city of Santa Monica, Big Blue Bus, and did events for them. And by virtue of that, I tried to stay informed as to what was going on. So I'm a subscriber to LA CultureNet. And you receive so much information about the colorful array of special events that are going on, problems that people have. And it was through LA CultureNet that I learned about the Big Draw LA. The Big Draw LA is a countywide arts experience. The County Arts Council decided that communities need to enjoy the arts experience together, whether you be young or old, whether you be artistic or not. And so, and it's free for our event to participate. We simply have to provide the environment, provide the materials, and basically create the experience for our community. We had coincidentally decided that our theme would be the Road to Equality this year. And one of our board members said, gosh, wouldn't it be great if we could actually create a road to equality, you know, at the event? And so we kind of married the two. We went ahead and registered. You can see the other events at thebigdrawla.org. And so we invite everyone to come to the festival. family, friends, even strangers, bring them along. All creations will be accepted. You paint, draw your own road tile, and then we'll take that road tile and add it to our Road to Equality that will be there at the event near the R building on the quad.
Is this throughout the day that this will be happening?
It'll be a day-long experience. We'll go from, you know, opening to closing, and then we'll be taking pictures of our community's creation and submitting them to the Big Draw LA in consideration of an award. They give out a number of awards. And past participants have included the Huntington Library, the Getty Center and Getty Villa, the African American Museum, the Skirball, and many other smaller arts organizations or community organizations. And so so we'll be competing with some movers and shakers, as they say, in the arts community. And we think that our community can do a great job in creating our Road to Equality.
Mitch, I understand that you kicked that off, and we may have to continue as we come back, but I understand that you kicked off the Big Draw LA participation recently with a special event.
Correct. Last Sunday afternoon, we met at Sopa Studios, which is in South Pasadena. Irene Marsh Elmer, she is our arts coordinator. She had secured all the donations and everything and basically helped us with the brainstorming to execute the Road to Equality, which, as Chris was saying, it's approximately 5 feet wide and upwards of 50 feet long. And we had about a dozen and a half people who showed up to start making the beginning tiles and basically groundbreaking, so to speak, to get the road kicked off.
I have seen pictures of this. This is going to be absolutely, utterly gorgeous.
Thank you. It's gorgeous.